Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Come on.
Bless you tonight. God bless you. I want to welcome you to When Passion Meets Purpose. I am your host for tonight, Leslie Bishop Joe, and we're truly giving God all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to go forward for the next 30 minutes or so and just want to uplift your spirits, build you up in the power of the Holy Ghost. God, we're asking that you would allow the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart to be acceptable in your sight. Lord God, you are our strength and you are our Redeemer. Amen. Well, God bless you on tonight. We are truly grateful to the Lord, and I'm thanking him because I believe that there is a word from the Lord for someone in particular tonight. Maybe it's you. God has been speaking to my spirit with regard to the lives of his people. And the lesson that we want to share tonight has to do with praising God at all times. Praise him at all times. Give thought, thanks in all things, really. You know, can we do that? And it just came to me that we face so much. You know, people in general do, but certainly God's people are not exempt from trouble. The scripture even tells us that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. But with all that we face on a daily basis, sometimes we're left wondering, how is it that we can really be expected to praise God, praise the Lord at all times? You know, sometimes situations will come, they'll arise to make us want to put our praise on a shelf. But we're going to talk tonight, even in the midst of tough circumstances. Yes, life can be tough. So we're going to talk about the secret of having a heart of thanksgiving, having lips that will utter praise to our God, even in the midst of those turbulent and hard circumstances. So we're going to share many scriptures with you on tonight, and I'm trusting that you came prepared to jot down a few scriptures as we share them with you during tonight's setting. I want to share with you, first of all, that the scripture is very clear when it talks about us praising God and just having the praises of God upon our lips. I'm thinking of Psalm 34 and 1, wherein David was able to speak forth that I will bless the Lord at all times. We know that scripture very well. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. And I believe that is fitting for tonight. I believe that the Lord would have us to praise him at all times because he's due all the glory. He's due all the honor, you know. And so tonight we might be asking, someone might ask, well, what about my true feelings? If I'm praising God and I'm just letting his praises come forth from my lips, even though I'm going through hard circumstances, am I really just masking my feelings? Am I really just being hypocritical? But no, we're not, because it's something that the Lord would have us to do. He wants us to bless him and to magnify him, knowing that everything that we have comes from God, and he wants us to bless him from our hearts. You see, men look on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. And the thing about it is, no matter what our circumstances are, God is yet worthy. You know, I can think back to times in my life when I wanted to do just what I was sharing with you, put praises on the shelf, because I just didn't feel like it. If you know what I'm saying, I didn't feel like it in my body. I didn't feel like it. My circumstances certainly weren't supporting that. You know, I was going through whatever I was going through, and those times come and go. But God is saying you got to look beyond. We have to look beyond how we feel and make up in our minds that we're going to bless him at all times. And we're going to talk about how we do that. Now, one of the first things I want you to recognize is that God has called us to this place where we are taking authority over the flesh. We can come up with a life of praise once we make up our minds that we're going to bless him at all times and his praises will continually be in our mouths. Then we're living a life of praise. We're living a life of gratitude. We're living a life of giving God glory and honor, a life of honoring him. So how do we do that? First, we have to recognize the tactics of the enemy. The first thing he's going to want us to do when we're going through difficult circumstances, and we're going to have them, okay? We're going to have them. God's not saying that everything is good and that's why we praise him. No, he wants us to praise him in the midst of difficulty. So the first thing the enemy wants to do is pull us aside and have us to be alone, where we are no longer fellowshipping with others, where he can get us by ourselves and talk to us. We even remember Jesus when he pulled away and how the enemy came to tempt him. Well, he was led away into the desert by the Spirit of God. And certainly there are going to be times when the Lord will allow the enemy to buffet us, but we have to understand that victory is at the end of all things. The first thing that the enemy wants to do, though, is to have us to pull ourselves away. I'm not talking about times when the Spirit of the Lord leads us into situations where our faith is tested and our faith is tried, and he's already made up the end of that thing to be victory for us, that we are conquerors in that. But I'm speaking of those times when the enemy comes to buffet us, and the first thing we want to do is pull away from fellowship. And that's a trick of the enemy. The first thing he wants to do is get us alone. And I want to share with you tonight, I'm not going to read every scripture, but I'm certainly going to share some with you. And I want to share Hebrews 10, and I want you to read verses 24 and 25. You can jot these down, but it talks about us spurring one another on toward love, toward good deeds. And it also talks about forsaking not the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. So because it's been that way since the beginning of time, people will pull away, they find a reason not to fellowship, and that puts them in a position for the enemy to really beat up on them and beat up on us when we do that. But I want you to take note of that in Hebrews 10 because it's nothing new. It's always been a tactic of the enemy. But God is going to use us to spur one another on toward love, and that's my task on tonight, is to encourage your heart and to push you forward and say, no, don't retreat, Don't get off by yourself in a corner, because the next thing that the enemy is going to try to do after he gets you alone is to steal your praise. It's going to have you to think about everything that's wrong in your situation, everything that's not going right, every ache, every pain that you have, everything that pulls you away from the destiny that God has for you and the vision that God has given to you is going to be magnified. So that's the second thing he's going to do after he gets you alone, is begin to steal your praise. If he steals your praise, he's taking your joy. Put that as number three. And why is it so important for us to have joy? Well, the scriptures tell us that the joy of the Lord is our what? That's right. You know what it is. The joy of the Lord is our strength. So when we're magnifying situations and circumstances, when we're magnifying pain and discomfort and things that have been spoken over our lives that are contrary to the Spirit of God and the will of God, those things become magnified. Our joy becomes depleted because we don't take joy in those. We don't take joy in circumstances that look bleak. We don't take joy in pain in our bodies. No. But when we do that and our joy is depleted, so is our strength. When you look at those who are weak, and I'm talking about, this thing is real. It even affects our physical lives. It affects our emotions. It makes a difference in us emotionally, physically, and spiritually. This is not all just spirit, but as we war in the spirit, it affects us in the natural as well. God wants us to understand that, because our natural bodies sometimes take a hit when we're dealing with things as we war in the spirit. And God wants us to be aware of our spiritual weaponry so we can come back against the enemy. There has to be something in our mouths. We're going to have to come back at the enemy with our praise, with our thanksgiving, with our adoration. And we do that through the word of God. When we're praising and blessing God, we bless him from a place in the word, from a place of knowing him, from a place of intimacy with him. I believe tonight, for somebody, this word is going to shift you from a place of despair to praise. The Spirit of the living God spoke and said that it's literally going to make a difference in your emotional health, in your physical health, and in your spiritual well-being. Yes, even on tonight, if we make up our minds, and that special someone whom God is speaking to tonight, who is feeling so alone, you don't have that place of praise, seems like the praise has been taken out of your mouth, joy has been depleted, but it's still there. There's a reserve there because God keeps it there, and that's your strength. We have to pull on joy. And so you may be saying, well, how can I have joy in a situation like what I'm going through? I don't know what you're going through. I have no idea, but God knows. He understands, and he knows where we are before we get there. But the enemy wants to cause our situations to be magnified. He wants our situations and our circumstances to take precedent in our lives, to take first place. But the scriptures give us to know that we're not to walk by sight. We're not to walk by our feelings. Why? Because when we do that, the physical effects in our lives take priority over what it is that the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Sometimes, have you noted that if you're in a lot of pain or you're going through a lot of things emotionally, it's hard to even draw on the word of God. You feel like you don't even have the strength to pray, don't even want to pray, can't find the words to pray. This is what I'm talking about, how we take a hit sometimes emotionally, physically, and even in our spiritual well-being. God is saying you've got to keep your mind stayed on him. We have to keep our mind stayed on him, you know, and because, and when we do that, God is going to surround us with his presence, you know, because otherwise the enemy begins to talk to us as he gets us alone. They don't want to be with me. Nobody likes me. You know, my ministry is not going anywhere. But all of that comes from the enemy. And the Lord is saying tonight, I want you to take hold of faith. I want you to realize it's not hypocritical to let my praises be in your mouth. Actually, this is your way up and your way out. So we want to look at some scriptures tonight briefly before I let you go, because I want to share these with you. as we go forward in the things of God. I want to share with you tonight John 16 and 13. This is what I want you to know, is that the Spirit of truth has come. He is the Holy Ghost. We're to be full of the Holy Ghost. This is a big issue, and we don't hear a lot of talk about it, but I'm going to talk about it tonight. One of the things that is of great concern is that we don't find people who are coming to the Lord being filled with the Holy Ghost, or even being taught about being filled with the Holy Ghost, which is subsequent to your conversion. And he makes all the difference in the world, because he leads and guides us into all truth. He fills us and he empowers us. He speaks to us. Look at John 16 and 13. And it says, "But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is to come." When we get to ourselves, you know, not running from the cares of the world and pulling ourselves away from fellowship, but when we get to ourselves in a place where we want to hear God, it's the Spirit of God who speaks to us. And he doesn't speak, as the scripture says, on his own, but he's going to share with you and with me what he hears from the throne room of God the Father. You see, the Spirit of the Lord has come to dwell within us, to empower us. And when we tell of God's goodness, when his praises are continually in our mouths, that comes from the Spirit of God. Because when we worship God, it means that we're telling of his worth. We can't even do that without the Spirit of God. We can't do it. And let me tell you, each and every day, we can just let God know, "Listen, I want to be full of your Spirit. I want to be so full of your Spirit, Lord God, that I can declare each and every day that I hear you, and a stranger I will not follow." And I think we need to declare it every day. I've told you before, I declare that each and every day over myself. "Father, I hear your voice. I belong to you, and a stranger I will not follow." I take that as my own. So listen, one of the first things I said the enemy wants to do is pull us by ourselves, get us off, and get situations and circumstances magnified. But we're going to magnify the Lord. We magnify the Lord, not our situations, not our circumstances. And I've heard it said before by a dear friend of mine, I think it was Pastor Val in Detroit, Michigan, that talked about not talking to, letting our enemy talk to us about our big problems, but we begin to talk to our problems about our big God. And that makes all the difference in the world. Speak to our problems about the big God whom we serve, the God who is greater than all. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Beside him, there is none greater. He is God, and beside him, there is none other. So that's John 16:13, speaking of the Spirit of truth. Let's share a few more scriptures. Let's go to Ephesians. Now, Ephesians 5:18, 19, and 20. 18 says, "And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit." There it is again. "Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always," there it is, "giving thanks always," what? "For all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Now, whatever it is that we're dealing with, and some of you are dealing with some pretty heavy stuff, some pretty weighty things, we're not going to just dismiss that. We're going to say to you, though, the Word of God is saying that in all these things, give thanks. I just want to challenge you. Maybe you're saying, "I can't think of anything to thank God for." That's okay. Just thank God. I want you to just begin to allow his praises to be in your mouth. Why? Because he's worthy. You know, Psalm 34 and 1, what do we say? "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth." Psalm 71, 8:14, "Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all day long." The thing is, God is worthy of honor. This is my challenge to you. especially you who are in a valley right now and you're going through. You may not see anything that you can bless God for, but what I want you to begin to do, even tonight, is to give thanks to God. Just, I want you to begin to say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. It says, give thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you. In the name of Jesus, I bless you. I give you glory. I give you honor. I give you praise. I magnify you. You know, you begin to magnify the name of the Lord. Make his name great in your mouth rather than talking about situations. So begin to praise him and glorify him. Tell the Lord you want to be filled even more with his spirit, because the scripture tells us to be filled with the spirit. So those who come to say that the spirit of God is not for us today, we don't have to be filled with the spirit today, that's a lie. The word of God is still true, and we yet need to be, especially in this day and time that we're living, we need to be filled with his spirit. Amen? We need to be filled with the spirit of God. So we want to speak to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. These are some psalms that I've shared with you tonight to encourage your heart about blessing the Lord at all times, about his praises being in our mouths, about letting our mouths be filled with his praise and with his honor. You know, Psalm 71 and 14 says, but I will hope continually and will yet praise thee more and more. The thing about it is situations and circumstances are going to come. But the psalmist is saying, bless the Lord more and more. Bless him continually, even in those circumstances that you're dealing with. Do you remember scripture? People say it this way. They say God inhabits the praises of his people. The scripture is not written exactly that way. It reads, it's Psalm 22 and 3, and it reads, but thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. And certainly Israel, and we are spiritual Israel, are the people of God. So that's where we get that from, that God inhabits the praises of his people. God inhabits the praises of Israel. Listen, this is so key. We have to keep the praises of God in our mouths when we want closeness, when we want to dwell close to God. Many of us want to be so close to God. I do, don't you? We want to draw close to God because the scriptures say, draw nigh unto God, and he'll draw nigh unto you. Well, the scripture has given us the key. Praise him. God, I praise you. I don't understand it, but I praise you. I don't understand my circumstances, but I praise you. Why? Because you're worthy. You're holy. You know, your name is matchless. Your name is above all names. You are the creator of all things. Now, see, you have to believe that in order for those praises to come forth from your heart. Right? We have to believe that. God's word says that we must first believe that God is, and that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He who comes to God must do what? First, believe that he is. So we can't even come to God unless we believe that he is, that he exists, that he is. He's whatever we need. Hallelujah. And whenever we need it, you know, God is all things to us. Now, this is the last thing I want to share with you from Scripture to build you up tonight, and it's coming from Psalm 42. Now, I want to share this with you because somebody may be saying, I just don't feel like it. You know, there's just so much going on in my life, and I know it's so because God showed me before I came to this line, but this is what I want to say to you, my friend, is that we have to take authority over our feelings. We have to take authority over these bodies. We're not going to always feel good. We're saved. We love the Lord. If we are saved and we love the Lord, we're not going to always have what we would consider good days. But one songwriter said, but my good days outweigh my bad days, so I won't complain. But this is what I want to say to you. We have to begin to speak to ourselves because sometimes we do feel cast down. Sometimes we do feel low, but God is still God. He is still God. So I want to share with you Psalm 42. Take this one as well, verses 5 through 8. And it reads, the psalmist writes, "Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Why are you making so much noise within me? Why is it that I cannot have peace?" I'm adding this. Hope in God, the scripture says, "for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance." Did you hear this? It's saying that we have to speak to our own souls. We have to realize that God is our help and that we could speak to our own souls and call our soul in alignment with what the word of God has said. Let me read that verse 5 again. "Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance." Now look at verse 6. It says, "O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore I will remember you from the land of the Jordan and from the heights of Hermon, from the hill of Mizar." Listen, what do you have to call upon when things get tough? There has to be something that you can call to your remembrance. You remember the scripture in Lamentations said, "These things I call to my mind. These things I call to my remembrance. Therefore, I have hope." We have to find something to pull upon, and you have it and I have it, that God has brought us through, God has done for us. If God has saved us, he's brought us out of a horrible pit. He saved us from what would have been our judgment if we're professing to know him today. So the psalmist speaks to his soul in verse 6 and says, "Oh my God, my soul is cast down within me." Well, he's speaking to God here. "Therefore, what am I going to do? I will remember you, who, my God, from the land of the Jordan and from the heights of Hermon, from the hill of Mizar." Now, verse 7, "Deep calls unto deep at the noise of your waterfalls. All your waves and billows have gone over me. The Lord will command his loving kindness," this is verse 8, "in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, a prayer to the God of my life." Listen, my friend, is he the God of your life today? If he is, what I want to say to you tonight is God is with you. No matter what the circumstance, God is with you tonight. And even as we face our trials on a daily basis, yes, we can praise the Lord. We can bless him at all times. And surely his praises can continually be in our mouths and should be in our mouths. Give God glory for who he is and for what he's already done. You know, bless him in the midst of your circumstance. The secret to having a heart of thanksgiving is just remembering what God has already done. We can remember what he's already done. And listen, not just what he's done, but who he is. I want you to just think on who he is. Lord of lords, King of kings, the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He is the God who formed us, even when we were yet in our mother's womb. And he's spoken over your life and mine and has given us destiny, hope, and a future. Take that with you, my friend. Let the praises of God forever be in your mouth. Speak to your soul. Cause it to look to God, even on tonight. God bless you. We love you. Be with us again next Monday evening at 7:30 for When Passion Meets Purpose. Have a wonderful evening.